This is Steve Woodward teeing off. 6 years ago, a dangerous version of March Madness erupted. Unelected, unaccountable members of the nefarious World Health Organization decreed a pandemic emergency. It was assigned an ominous acronym, COVID. Productive, self-reliant people pushed back against government edicts to shelter in place. This reluctance emboldened elected servants. A health crisis spawned in a Chinese lab became an opportunity to impose tyranny masquerading as compassion. The surrealism of those dark months is blurring, but it's perilous to assume it was a mere blip. As a political weapon, it proved wildly successful for the left. Which brings us to the COVID Justice Resolution. Authored by a coalition of watchdogs, it repudiates destructive COVID-era policies and establishes binding principles to ensure they are never repeated. The goal is congressional passage of a firewall to combat future pandemic tyranny and prevent prolonged school closures, vaccine mandates and passports, stay-at-home orders, and restrictions on access to nursing homes, hospitals, and diagnostic medical services. It can't come soon enough. Last December, the World Health Organization quietly coordinated a large-scale 31-nation pandemic simulation across the Western Pacific. I'm Steve Woodward, teed off again.